Amid the pandemic, Roaring Fork Valley residents have taken it upon themselves to make masks for frontline workers and the community. Eleanor Bennett has more.
I'm doing everything in mask and gloves, but I just like to keep my own germs off of the material.
That's Aspen artist and interior designer Kataline Domoslayi. She's sitting by a sunny window in her home, working away on her sewing machine. Domoslayi is making a fabric mask for her 85-year-old friend, who is taking care of his neighbors who are in their 90s.
So I'm making him a nice, bright, fluorescent yellow mask so he can be safe.
Domoslayi is using tightly woven cotton, which she carefully disinfects. She says it takes over an hour to make each mask. Even before Governor Jared Polis recommended all Coloradans wear face coverings, Domoslayi says she felt it was important for essential workers to have them.
I would go to the grocery store and I would see these amazing people, you know, who work there all the time and dealing with hundreds of people coming and going and coughing and touching everything, and they didn't have any protection.
This was in early March. Since then, Domoslayi says she's donated masks to local postal workers and employees at Aspen City Market.
They were extremely excited, and the manager of the city market, just a wonderful human being, he was telling me that, like, this was almost a month ago, that they have another 3 weeks before any kind of medical masks arrive.
Local artist Ali O'Neill is also making masks for frontline workers. O'Neill says the idea came to her when she was screen printing on fabric that could be used for masks.
I was working in a studio and it was feeling a little unnatural to be in the studio working without contributing where I could. So basically I started making masks knowing that there was a need out there and just trying to make as many as I can to get them into hands of people who might need them most.
O'Neill says she made 100 masks in 5 days. She says it's a pretty intensive process with a lot of steps.
Cutting out 4 pieces of fabric for each mask, pinning them together, sewing them, pinning them again, sewing them again, flipping them inside out, sewing them again, putting in a nose piece, sewing them again, and then pinning them and putting elastic in and sewing them again.
Each mask is a small work of art, made from colorful fabric with intricate floral prints and an elastic strap to go around the ears. O'Neill says she gave a lot of them to the employees at the city market in El Jebel.
I go there and see them wearing kind of an assortment of masks all the time, and they have to be in them all day. So I tried to do a pattern and design that I thought would be most comfortable for wearing long term.
For her company ThimbleFox, O'Neill uses organic materials and reuses fabric where she can to create everything from clothing to pillows. She's applying the same ethical practices to her mask making.
I'm using a lot of organic cottons or donated fabrics that are no longer of any use. And I think it's important to remember that even in kind of the odd time we're in right now.
The town of Carbondale has about 20 volunteer mask makers on their emergency task force. Ashley Weitzel is the volunteer coordinator.
This collective community has just been willing to step forward and to really help as many individuals as we can.
Weitzel says their volunteers have made over 500 masks for local seniors and at-risk citizens, as well as public health workers, grocers, family resource centers, and fire departments. And it's not just masks they're delivering. Weitzel says locals are writing homemade thank you notes to be included with each mask.
The individuals who are at home have the opportunity to sit down and to color and to put pen to paper and say whatever it is they're grateful for.
Weitzel says writing these thank yous with her own kids made her realize that making masks isn't just about public safety. It's a way to acknowledge those who are risking their lives on behalf of the community. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.